This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason's engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. We will not be taking any calls today. If you call, I'm sorry, we will not be able to take your calls. Captain John Reagan's with us, and he has a wealth of information to share with you. If you'd like to follow along in class, you can go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And before I introduce Captain John to the front of the classroom, I'd like to just share some thoughts about this today's class with you. I believe that this broadcast class with Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves retired, will be the most important broadcast we have ever done. If you stay with us, you'll have information to better survive here on planet Earth. What you will hear during this two-hour special will shake you to your core. It will inform you so that you can make the choice between us and the GDP. The GDP is leading us to slaughter. An analogy might be in the mid-1800s here in North America, the U.S. government deliberately and willfully slaughtered American Indians. The Americans stole Indian land and murdered Indians to get it. The American government slaughtered the Indians because of two things. They were able to do it because they had wheels and they had bearings, of which the Indians had neither. With wheels, the army brought rifles, revolvers, shotguns, ammunition, men, food, and supplies to the Midwest. The Indians, on their homeland, had to drag their supplies around with saplings tied to horses, and the end of the saplings would wear out as they dragged along the ground. Wheels and bearings versus saplings. Wheels and bearings allowed forging of barrels, manufacturing of ammunition, the ability to make things like cannons and bring them to the battlefield. There's no way the American Indians could drag cannons to the battlefield using saplings and horses. The Chinese are taking down the United States of America. They make the bearings and the wheels. All the while, we are watching sports and programming like Ellen DeGeneres and infect ourselves at campaign rallies, the dumbest possible thing we could do on the planet. Part one today, we'll be talking about teeth, root canals, as a request from one of our USA Prepared students. Part two is the coronavirus and the corona panic. Months ago, this is the part that's going to get me in trouble. Months ago, and it's okay. Months ago, I was told by a well-known broadcaster that this corona thing will blow over in 3 weeks. I wanted to come on the air with you and tell you what my thoughts were about what to do about the supply chain, what you needed to get, the burn rate that you would experience, and what to have on hand immediately while it was still available. I was not allowed to do that. I was not allowed to be on the air on another network and warn you. That's the network, that's a talk radio network, and you will hear that the coronavirus is a fake and it's BS, to use their terms. This broadcast may end my relationship with that network. I am not referring to Genesis Communications Network. I'm referring to another network. You'll have to be the judge of whether what we're doing is worth the risk that we are taking today to warn you about how serious this is. Part one will be about root canals. Part two will be about the coronavirus update, the ensuing corona panic, and how absolutely, positively serious it is. I have not changed my tune. I have not changed my message one iota since day one. And I don't know who else, other than John Reagan, there are not many people who have not changed their tune. The two of us are steadfast in this. And I'm proud to call Captain John Reagan my friend. He will wipe that smile right off your face today. If you choose to stay with us, your chances of survival will be greatly improved. Captain John Reagan, welcome. I'm sorry that this is such a serious note, but it is.
Now, there's things that we've been talking about for years. The virus has added a new spin on it, but it doesn't really change anything. The virus is just the pin that popped the bubble and has given us some additional things to have to deal with. This is probably the saddest show I've ever put together. And I guess let's just go ahead and start off about root canals. Dentists love to do root canals. It's basically after they've done everything else they can do to the tooth, they want to hollow it out and just leave it there. And if you're following along online, I start out today to saying, Dr. Tennant is turning 80, and that's going to be this weekend. And because of that, his book, Healing is Voltage, the Handbook, Third Edition, which is my reference for this part, is going to be on sale for half off until July 1st, so you can grab it for just $15. This is like a 550-page book of things that you wish your doctor and dentist knew about. So on page 422, he goes in to explain how everybody knows if you leave dead tissue in the body, it always gets infected. Now, that's like when you have an appendix rupture, they have to take it out. But dentists, for some reason, leave dead tissue in the body in the form of teeth that have had root canals. And the short answer I can probably give, what action would you take if you learned that the dentist that invented root canals spent the remainder of his career trying to get dentists to stop doing root canals? And does that sound like it's a procedure you want to take? Now, to get more into as a tooth gets infected, if it's infected with bacteria, they produce a toxin called thioethers. It's called by a fungus, it's gliotoxins. And when you look at the effect on the body, one root canal shuts down about 63% of your immune system. Does that sound like a good thing to you? So when I learned that, I had already had three root canals, and the only thing I could do is have those teeth removed. They were all three in a row, so I got an appliance to stick in the space. If you want to try and replace it, you'll want to look at implants that have zirconia bases, because if you use the metal bases, that causes voltage problems, which we could spend so much time. So I highly recommend the book where you can learn everything. So if somebody asked me, would I get a root canal? No, in fact, I had another tooth that had an infection underneath it. They wanted to do a root canal and just told them, pull it. So I'm missing four teeth now. But, it's for my health. And even when a tooth is removed, you need to make sure that the dentist gets all the little pieces from the base, because sometimes little pieces break off. And one of the things I learned a couple of years ago going to a live presentation by Dr. Tennant is that, when you get your root canal teeth, your wisdom teeth out, for me that was in high school, there could be pieces in there that over the years the infection spreads, and if you want to try and do something with that, you need to find a dentist that has a Cavitron. That's the way you detect it, and you'd have to go in there and clean it out. But in the meantime, that infection is spreading and taking down your immune system. If you wonder why you get sicker as you get older, that can be one of the reasons.
And John, as you're saying this, I was thinking about back to chemistry. We even know this on the farm. Heck, if you take any two dissimilar metals and you put an electrolyte between them, you will create a cell. Multiple cells would be called a battery. So the misuse of the term battery would be the word cell in many instances. So if you take an iron rod and an aluminum rod, and you pound it into the ground, let's say a few feet apart, and you sprinkle some water on there, like with a garden hose, you'll be able to measure a voltage, literally. If you take two dissimilar metals, and you take a piece of, let's say, a dime and a penny, and you take a piece of paper towel, you put some saline solution on that, and you have a sandwich of the dime, the paper towel with saline solution, and the penny, you'll be able to measure a voltage. In your mouth, you may have gold and silver and mercury fillings. Those are three dissimilar metals. The saliva is the electrolyte. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. And if you'd like to follow along in class today, you can go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And I suggest that you do that. And I suggest that you forward the link to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com to all of your friends whom you think would like to survive what we're facing. It is that important. It's all right there. If you want to know what is happening with today's class, the topics, the voltages caused in your mouth, the damage that it can do to your immune system, and the coronavirus and the ensuing corona panic, if you want to better survive that, all you have to do is go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com and send that link to all of your friends and say, here it is, it's all in one place, all you have to do is read it. And if you do, you probably will change your behavior immediately, as soon as you wipe that smile off your face. Captain John?
I know some people just can't afford $15 for a book. You can go to YouTube and search for Dr. Jerry Tennant, T-E-N-N-A-N-T, or search for Healing is Voltage, and you'll find some of his presentations. Dr. Tennant doesn't have a lot of videos on his channel, but a couple of them, it's part one, part two, Tennant Minute, Tyler, Texas. And those two videos together take a little bit over an hour, and that will cover a lot of what is in the book. So just wanted to pass that out. And also wanted to say, when I went in to see Dr. Tennant and he did the test, he takes a meter and sees how much voltage is leaking from fillings and crowns that have metallic bases. And I took that list and added it up together, and I was leaking a full volt, which for a biological system is quite a bit. And I didn't have really any follow-up with him. He sent me to the dentist to get all that work done. And it's sad, you know, that that dentists don't know more of this current knowledge. They don't realize what they're doing to people. And, of course, you know, the same thing is true of most doctors. They don't understand the gut microbiome. They know little about the effect of fructose on your immune system and how that causes all kinds of issues with the body, which actually gets into what the virus is doing to us, because it's all about inflammation. So I know we're going to be running up to a break here. I've got just a few financial things I want to cover before we get into the virus part. Big one, Social Security cuts this decade. How many times have I said over the years, you know, especially with the news in the mainstream, they're saying mid-2030s, they're going to have to cut Social Security about 22% because the trust funds will be exhausted. And I talked about how there's ways that could happen quicker and that neither the trustee model or the CBO model that Professor Kotlikoff uses accounted for a recession. And I make the case this is really more than a recession, but just counting it as a recession, it's a big deal. And the first link in that section is from the Bipartisan Policy Center. It's a think tank in D.C. And they crunch the numbers and basically say if this recession is like the Great Recession, now that exhausts the trust fund in 2028. And we'll finish this off when we get back.
Captain John Reagan, I just want to tell our class we're not kidding. This is the real deal. We are absolutely serious, as serious as a heart attack. We'll be right back.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Economic news out this morning. First, just under 1.5 million Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. It was the 12th straight week. The number has gone down a bit, but economist Joe Naroff says that downward trend hasn't been as great as most analysts were expecting by now. And speaking to CBS News, Naroff also said,
continuing unemployment claims, which represent the number of workers collecting unemployment checks, drop below 20 million. But again, the rate of decline is not nearly as great rate is expected.
In another government economic report, the U.S. economy shrank at an annualized rate of 5% in the year's first quarter as the pandemic was triggering an unprecedented economic collapse. That first quarter drop in GDP, the steepest seen in the U.S. since the Great Recession. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The CDC now says the nation could reach 150,000 coronavirus deaths over the next few weeks. Predictions from 20 different models show the death toll likely to surpass at least 130,000 by the 18th of July. Higher death rates expected in states like Arizona, California, and Florida, which are already seeing surges in cases. Two independent watchdogs are investigating to try to determine whether the Justice Department targeted cannabis companies for political reasons. Congressional testimony yesterday revealing the Justice Department's Inspector General and the Office of the Special Counsel have been looking into how the DOJ handled two cannabis suppliers that wanted to merge. The department reportedly put exceptional demands on the two, allegedly to slow the growth of the cannabis industry because of Attorney General William Barr's animosity towards that sector. Hulu is now pulling Scrubs episodes that feature blackface. The streaming service has decided to remove three episodes of that medical sitcom that featured characters in blackface. Variety reporting the show's creator, Bill Lawrence, and ABC Studios did ask Hulu to take down those episodes. And AAA expects Americans to hit the road this summer despite the coronavirus pandemic, expecting a travel decline of about 15% from last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well,
today.
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and just a couple quick comments. Bottom of the hour news, you just probably heard that AAA expects a 15% decline in road traffic due to the corona panic. 15% decline. That kind of shows you who the GDP really are. There really should be about a 90% decline in road traffic. Next comment. A battery is a sum of cells. So you take a car battery, and it has six cells in that plastic box. And each cell has a vent. They may be covered up with tape, or they may be exposed. But each one of those cells is 2.1 volts. You take all those 2.1 volt cells, all six of them, and you multiply that out, and you'll get a little more than 12 volts. That's what's called a 12-volt battery. Captain John was saying that he had a leakage or a current generation in his mouth that was artificially installed there mechanically by dentists over the years, such that if you added each one of those cells, which would be a filling and another filling, with a sandwich of saliva, that would be one cell. Add up all the cells with all the fillings in his mouth, and it equaled 1 volt. That's what he was talking about. Captain John, please continue.
Okay, I'm on table one for that first link on Social Security. And basically it's saying on the baseline, the Social Security reserves were originally slated for depletion in 2034 and disability in 2065. Now, it's got a line for double Great Recession, and I think that might even be optimistic, but let's use that line. That changes the year of Social Security reserve depletion to 2026 and disability to 2022. Now, talk about the factors that you can pay attention to that will have an effect on this. A big one is employment, or specifically unemployment. If people aren't working, then there's no taxes as revenue for the Social Security fund, and that makes that deplete quicker. And I don't know what they factored in for that. They may not have put enough in. Another one is automation. We were already slated to see automation take jobs this decade, and that's probably going to ramp up even more because of the virus, because the robots don't breathe on you and transfer the virus. So, and obviously robots don't pay Social Security taxes either. Another factor here is a lot of these people that are unemployed will never be reemployed, which means there will likely be a lot more people retiring as early as they can, which is age 62, and that is also a drag on the system. Where it can really accelerate is if there's no longer buyers for U.S. Treasury bonds, because the government stole all the money from Social Security and Medicare and put in IOUs, and they have to exchange those IOUs for marketable Treasury securities. So if they can't get people to buy that, then that's going to immediately pull that date forward. Another possible negative factor is if Trump gets his way and has the payroll tax holiday, that means that there are no funds going in to Social Security while he's doing that, which makes the whole situation worse. And there's not very much Congress can do about it. They can change the retirement age to later, which is really going to hurt seniors. They can do things like increase taxes on benefits. There's no real solution. And even as it was, we needed over $200 trillion invested today, earning interest, just to meet the promises of Social Security and Medicare. By the time the year's through, that's probably going to be over $300 trillion. And $200 trillion is more than twice all the fake money in the world. So if you've got a solution on how to pay for that when there's not even enough money in the world, I'd like to hear about it. Okay, try and rush along here. So much to get to. Advertising, in the CV age. Media was already suffering before this hit, and there's only been a few areas where the spending is positive, and it's still way below what they had had before the outbreak. So the ones that are still positive are social media, online video, online display, and search. Everything else that is negative, and the best of these is a negative 10%. Online classified, television, radio, newspapers, magazines, out of home, and cinema. And it's going to get real interesting because, you know, where we've been getting our news from, whether you use the old mainstream model or the new alternative media model, there's just not the revenue from advertising that there used to be. And you're probably going to see a lot more media outlets go out of business, declaring bankruptcy, the longer this drags on. And I think I'll pause here for Vincent to talk about media.
What do you mean about media?
Your thoughts on the advertising.
What are you asking me to do, John?
I'm just, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to tell you, everything that I've read, advertising is drying up. Absolutely drying up. Everywhere you look, whether it, regardless of what you're selling, advertising is drying up. And not only that, businesses, high-end businesses. Tiffany is bankrupt. The very, very high-end fashion stores are closing. They're telling the landlords, we're not going to pay the rent. We can't pay the rent. And the landlords are threatening the stores, saying, you will pay the rent. Malls are closing because the anchor stores can't pay the rent because they don't have the traffic, the customers buying things. So this is a spiral, and I've said publicly for a long time now, since the very beginning of the corona announcements, that we're not coming back from this anytime soon. This is going to take decades in order to pull out of it, and I still mean that. So everything is down. All sales are down. And what I'm starting to see is not only that, but goods disappearing from shelves. I believe that companies are selling down their inventory, and their inventory is not being replaced. I'm talking about Chinese things, for example. And it's very, very difficult. It's difficult for manufacturing to continue when they can't get the parts to make the final assemblies. And a lot of the parts come from China. As I mentioned, bearings and wheels come from China. If you have a trailer, let's say it's a utility trailer like we use here on the farm. We've got a 16-foot, and we've got a gooseneck trailer. We can't find new wheels. We have some wheels that are slightly bent, and we'd really like that trailer to pull nicely down the road. There are no wheels available for us to buy that are brand new that fit that trailer. Why? Because they come from, guess where? China. We don't make the wheels. Can you imagine that? If you look at where tires are made, you'll find out they're made in China. So all of this is the corona panic that we've been talking about here on USA Prepares. It's the result of the coronavirus. We are being taken down, and I hit my own button, and I don't want to get off track, but
wrap up manufacturing quickly, because you have to build a site, you have to hire people or create the robots for it, and you know, you're kind of stuck in the meantime.
Yeah, and the servos and the hydraulics and the hydraulic pumps and cylinders and seals all come from China anyway. So how are we gonna ramp up when we need parts from China to ramp up? Class, let me just explain it this way. In World War II, we were bombing Germany. we decided that, you know, we would slow them down. And all we had to do, literally, all we had to do was find the bearing factories. The factories that made the ball bearings, the roller bearings, the taper bearings, the sleeve bearings. All we had to do is find them and bomb them. That's all you have to do. Once you do that, everything stops. There's no movement. It's as simple as that. No food gets moved. No fuel gets moved. No machinery gets made. Everything comes to a grinding halt. And that is why I said that the U.S. Army in the mid-1800s defeated the Indians so quickly because the Army had bearings and wheels and the Indians didn't. And we, class, were the Indians now. We really are. John, did I overstate that?
I don't think so. And you talked about commercial rent. I didn't include it, but, you know, in the housing market, for like 3 months now, we've had 30% of people not being able to pay their rent or mortgage. And that can only go on so long before you got a tsunami going on in the financial system.
Okay, and let's add to that the real unemployment rate. I don't believe anything the government tells us. The numbers that I've been reading, if you look at the number of people employed and the number of people who don't have jobs, the real number is at least one-third unemployed. And during the first Great Depression, 1929 through 1945, the unemployment rate was about 25%. It's almost 50% more than that right now. One-third. At least one-third. Nobody's working. I mean, they may say they're working from home, but they're not working. Especially the government workers. They're not working. It's play work. Make work. It's like keep these people off the street so they don't riot. That's what this is all about. And those payments, that $1,200 and the next big one, that's to keep you from rioting.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. I suggest you consider going there. Very serious tone to today's broadcast. Captain John, you and I are staking our reputations on what we're talking about right here, right now. Do you think either one of us has embellished anything, or do you think this is absolutely the truth and as serious as can be?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm making this presentation on the best information I have available. There's probably secondary and tertiary effects that I don't even know about right now. There just isn't a way of turning this around, especially with the virus hitting us. If there is ever a vaccine, it's not going to happen soon. And we're already seeing those effects. I don't know if you've been following all the sports figures that are catching the virus. You just can't negotiate with it. You can't make demands. You can't send in the army. And it's going to be nasty for some time. Let me quickly get through these other two articles under financial so we can devote next hour just to the virus. Unemployment going broke. I believe I talked about this back in February when I was talking about some of the impacts coming up. One, that unemployment offices would get overwhelmed because there's more people unemployed than they have people to handle. And the other thing is these programs are designed for normal times, and these are nowhere near normal times. And so far to date, the Texas Workforce Commission has borrowed over $118 million. And they've got interest-free funds through December. Well, the thing is, those funds are going to have to be replenished. Those loans are going to have to be paid back. And guess where that's going to come from? That's going to come from the businesses who, if they want to stay in business and have employees, they're going to have to pay that to the TWC. Also, making money out of almost nothing. You've got some lunatic Democrats that believe they can mint a couple of coins made out of platinum. I believe these are 1 ounce coins, and say that they're worth $1 trillion each. Well, platinum spot price is about $818 an ounce. So two coins would be worth about $1,600. But their plan is to take these $2 trillion coins, give them to the Fed, and the Fed gives us $2 trillion, and there's no debt. And I don't know if they're crazy enough or evil enough to believe that. The debt we have is so outlandish. We're getting ready, if we haven't already, hit $80 trillion in debt as a nation, public and private. You add in the unfunded liabilities, Social Security, Medicare, pension funds. We're well over $300 trillion that we've, you know, taken away from our future. And that's why there's no way this ends well. When you had the Republicans and Democrats both pass that horrendous stimulus bill, that should have told you how serious it is, because you never get those two to agree on anything, especially in that amount of time. We were already in bad shape last fall. The repo market started blowing up, and you know, that's kind of the way the last recession started. And you know, they were better prepared for it this time, but in the tune of trillions of dollars. I expect by the time this is over, you're going to see programs that are in the, you know, double-digit trillion. They might even be able to go to the triple-digit trillion before the whole thing blows up in their face. But there's just nowhere to go, because we have this fake money from the Federal Reserve, which was created in 1913. And the money is strictly backed by faith. So long as you believe it has value, this raid goes on. As soon as everybody really finds out it's backed by nothing, that's when the trouble begins.
Captain John Reagan and I will be back after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements, and we'll be talking about the coronavirus, the ensuing corona panic, what it means. And there is a list of links on Captain John Reagan's website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and you can follow along in class. And my recommendation is that you share this with all the people that you love and like, so that they can survive or have a better chance of surviving the corona panic. Distance yourself from the GDP.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.